Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. We come to you each week. Those of you who are tuning in for the first time, perhaps listening on Nachum Siegel's program, you can go to the archives of my program and listen to the full 2 hours. CharlieBernhout.com, www.charliebernhout.com. Okay, before we get on to the Chazanis, just a couple of brief announcements. This coming Sunday evening at Young Israel Bethel, there'll be a concert of Hasidic and cantorial music. It will feature our friend Cantor Bensian Miller, chief cantor of Young Israel Bethel, Binyamin Helfgott, who is the brother to Itchamir Helfgott, Tzudik Greenwald, and Cantor Tzvi Weiss. Again, that's at Young Israel Bethel next Sunday evening. It's a week from yesterday at 7 p.m. And it's in Borough Park on 15th Avenue. Tickets are $30 and up. You can get tickets at Eichler's, Mostly Music, and West Side Judaica. And also, of course, I remind you that on the 20th of February, at Merkin Hall will be the debut of the cantorial trio. You know, I'm very high on my friends Yanky Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Shimmy Miller. Cantor Danny Goldar will be the accompanist, and I've had some special arrangements made by Israel Adelson, and it promises to blow you away. It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and if you are... Oh, yes, you are on the computer right now. So if you just go to the homepage in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see how to purchase the tickets online. It's really amazing. You just go on, pick your seat, press buy, and they're yours. Of course, you have to put in your credit card, but it's a very simple process. And if some of you may be listening to this without a computer, yeah, you just reach me. I'll tell you later how to reach me, okay? Well, if you listen to the first hour, you know that I started the hour with a dedication to a great Zionist, a dear friend who passed away a little over a week ago. Herb Zweibein was unique, to say the least. He was one of the few true Zionists, true to his beliefs, unwavering for Israel Shlema and Americans for Safe Israel. As far as I'm concerned, was the only worthwhile organization to put my efforts in. I am proud to be on the board, AFSI, Americans for Safe Israel. And what can I tell you? He will be sorely missed. So I would like to dedicate this next selection, which sort of reflects my feelings. This will be, when was this, 1906, 19, Jonathan, when was the Titanic? I think it was 1906 or 7, when the Titanic sank, and Yesler Rosenblatt made a recording of Cale Molloy for the Titanic, and it reflects what I feel has happened. There's been a crash of the Titanic in terms of Zionism for the Jewish people with the death of our friend, my friend, Herb Zweibein. So this is dedicated to this wonderful man. Again, Yesler Rosenblatt, Cale Molloy for the Titanic.
Oh, God, it's
Well, did you hear the scratches? I'll give you a hint. I had my old Victrola. Those of you who have seen me at the various Kumsitzes, or if you were at the Shabbatones where I brought my old Victrola, my 1906-07 RCA Victrola with the big with the wooden horn, I just held the mic to the horn, and that was unadulterated. That was the real thing, if you will. No, I don't have sophisticated equipment with the scratches and everything. That's an original. Okay, we're going to hear a few of the classics, and let's start with having played Leib Glantz and Shema Yisrael for quite a while. This is a 1929 recording, Leib Glantz.
Oh.
Classic. Julian and Mickey, I hope that you enjoyed that. I hope you were listening. That was Leib Glantz, 1929 recording. Well, yes, one of my other favorite. No, I have a few favorites. I've always enjoyed Shmuel Malofsky, and this is a 1935 recording of Vashamru. Was Shmuel Malofsky. Very, very special. Yeah. I have a lot of his recordings. You want to know why I don't play more of them? Well, we'll get into that discussion some other time. I'm just not in the mood to get into that discussion. But really, a lot of great stuff. And of course, I did a two-hour interview with his surviving children about 18, 20 years ago. I played it it's on the archives. Wonderful, wonderful historical recording, if you will, of the family and how they traveled around the world and how they were received and so forth. Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking, I have a 2-hour interview I did with Benson Schenker about 15 years ago, and there was one recording I played with him singing when he was 10 years old. Gotta pull that one out and play that for you. Okay, we're playing Chestnuts right now, okay? Saul, I think you'll enjoy this. This is Pierre Pinchik with Rosa de Chavez, the 1928 recording.
Kudi shabri kuecho Leyelu lo yusimal kudi sa yudi kore Adi sa vidas beruzu de echot ki gavnu dile Lemeve echot be yecho Lemeve yechod beyecho Veyuo wakimno Rozo dadu ishem echo Ushimoi echo Rosu de Chavez
Pierre Pinchuk with Rosa de Chavez. Certainly a classic. Well, I was going to play, what was I going to play? Mordechai Hirschman's The Caviar. But what's been happening is I've been listening to quite a few versions of a Caviar, Caviar ben Mahalalel. And first of all, I think it's such a great prayer. I'm not sure it's a prayer, but it's just a great selection, which I want to dwell on. And I'm going to do a medley. There are so many wonderful, wonderful versions of a Caviar. And I mean, Hirschman and Koussevitzky and Helfgott, this one, that one. I'm going to prepare that for a future show. So, as I say, I was preparing to play that among the classics, and we'll get to that sometime in the future. Okay, I got a request for Vider with Ahava Rabo Ahavtonu. This is from the Shacharis, just before Shema Yisrael. And the interesting thing about this Yehoshua Vider recording is it was not upgraded, if you will. So for whatever reason, and I have a few different sources of this particular recording, they all have the same problem in terms of scratches in the first couple of seconds. That was in the recording. They just didn't have a good album for that. Okay, so this is Ahavo Rabo Ahavtonu, Hashem Elokeinu. With an abundant love have you loved us, Hashem, our God. With exceedingly great pity have you pitied us. Okay, and I'm going to play Moshe Stern singing the same selection, a different composition. Let's start with Vider.
Love in all our sickness. Cole di verrei sale molto e non sacco sale molto e non sacco di thank you.
I'm sorry, that's the best recording that I have with scratches and everything. But I want you to take note of the last sentence. V'havienu l'sholom me'ar b'kanfos ha'aretz v'solichenu komim yos la'artzenu. Bring us in peacefulness from the four corners of the earth and lead us with upright pride to our land. And I was listening to that. I was thinking of those rabbis, those wonderful rabbis who had to write that hateful ad against Beck for telling the truth about Soros. And I was trying to think about upright pride. What do those rabbis know about upright pride? Shameful. Really shameful. Okay, let's go to the same prayer, Hava Rabbah Havtonu Hashem Elokeinu, and this will be Moshe Stern, great Moshe Stern. Moshe Kusevitsky. Yeah. Moshe Koussevitzky. I got my Moshes mixed up. You'll forgive me. I did introduce that as Moshe Stern. I have to tell you, listening to that violin with Moshe, it does stir something something in me, and I recall at the concert a month or so ago at Manhattan Beach Jewish Center, when Ruben Margulies and his wife brought a violinist to accompany Israel at the Israel Adelson, who was at the piano. And I was sitting there thinking how beautiful, really how beautiful the violin is, and how it adds something very strange. Very strange. I was just listening to this. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. And Elchanan, I know that the Koussevitzky version of Ahava Rabbah did not begin with the first few sentences. He picks it up, I think it was over by Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Ha'av Harachamim. I'm not quite sure. I got a little disoriented, so you'll forgive me. Anyway, Elchanan, I hope you enjoyed that. And to my listeners, if you have special requests, just email me and I'd be happy to try to play them. I don't always know. I'm not sure that I may have everything that you request, but there's a pretty good chance. And if you have special requests, you know how to reach me. cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay, I want to remind you that there are two wonderful concerts coming up in the month of February. One is next Sunday at the Young Israel Bethel. It's an evening of Hasidic and cantorial music with cantor Ben Cian Miller, Binyamin Helfgott, Tzudok Greenwald, and Zvi Weiss. And Levi Kanis sent me an attachment of a recording of Zvi Weiss, but I have to apologize to you. I don't know how to download. I should know how to download by now. And you'll forgive me. I would have played it tonight, but I'll just have to play it some other time. Again, that's at Young Israel Bethel next Sunday evening, and February 6th at 7 p.m. sharp. And Shimmy Miller, yay! One of my trio of the cantorial trio is the choir leader. And those of you who haven't heard Shimmy, you really are missing something, because he has become quite a wonderful young chazan. And this is Monday evening, and at this very moment, Shimmy Miller and Yanky Lemmer and Zevi Muller are with Israel Adelson, and they're rehearsing for the February 20th debut of the cantorial trio. That will take place on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. You wonder why in the afternoon, because in the early 1990s, I ran four concerts in New Brunswick. Every one of them was a Sunday afternoon. And I think it brings a different crowd. It can bring young people, and people are leisurely getting there. They can go out for a nice dinner afterwards, and they don't have to get home late. So that's my preference, is to run Sunday afternoon concerts. And who knows, if this is a success, maybe there'll be more of that. So February 20th at Merkin Hall. And you're listening to this, most of you are listening to this on the computer. So when the program is over, just go to the homepage, the upper right-hand corner, and there's information how to purchase the tickets online. And you can select your own seats. It's really terrific, really terrific. And I'm telling you now, it's going to be a sellout. So don't come crying to me when there are no more tickets. How about that? Okay, let's go to another Moshe. This is Moshe Shure, and he is a chazan from Canada, from Montreal. And let's begin with Chasdei Hashem, cantor Moshe Shure.
Chasdei Hashem, ki lo yesamenu, ki lo yecholu rachamo. אז יאשר כי אלוהי עזמנו כי אלוהי חולו רחמו אז יאשר אז זה יושב כי אלוהי עשם בנו כי אלוהי חול ורחמו אז זה יושב
tell him you saw it in the Jewish world when you speak to him. He'll be happy to hear that.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness. What happened? I guess I walked away. Moshe Shur, let's go to Moshe Shur with Habet. You'll forgive me, a technical problem. Moshe Shur with Habet.
Abay, 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 Shamayim Uriyei. Abay, 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 Shamayim Uriyei. Abay, Shamayim Uriyei. Abay, Abay, Shamayim Uriyei. Abay,
Time certainly flies by so quickly when you're having a good time. This is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music and some of the commentary. I want to again thank Rabbi Przanski for his stirring words, and I'll be welcoming back to the program many times in the future. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Many of you are sitting in your office right now, and you have a big list of people on your email list. Why don't you just send out a little email saying, hey, you want some good Jewish music? Go on to www.charliebernhardt.com and share the joy. Share the joy. Okay? Okay, next Sunday, the 6th, at Bethel, 7 o'clock. And then three Sundays on the 20th of February, Merkin Hall. Look forward to seeing you guys there. Shalom. Thank you.